5FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Voted Station of the Year by our peers in American Public Music Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Fritz Coleman. You may know me as a retired weathercaster from NBC. I was the weather liar there for 40 years. And I started my career in radio. I was a disc jockey on less impressive radio stations in many markets around the United States, Philadelphia, Buffalo, and Syracuse. So this is a big moment for me. I just love the fact that 88.5 still holds on to that mandate of free form trusting that their audience has a brain formats in a world where everything is so computer operated. And so this will be a lot of fun. I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. My background is sort of R&B. Philly was sort of a dinner theater version of Motown, where they had the Philadelphia sound, Gamble and Huff. So I'm going to play some tunes that have a lot of soul, either intentionally or below the line, and I'm going to play some tunes that really mean a lot to me. We'll start off on the SoCal sound with one of my favorite artists, Otis Redding, and I loved him because he was a man who was able to combine crying and an aching soul with singing. And of course, I think his big breakthrough moment was the Monterey Pop Festival, when he and Janis Joplin were sort of introduced to a larger audience, and the whole world understood that this was really the basis of all rock and roll, although it was blues and R&B. So here is the Big O, Otis Redding, and Try a Little Tenderness.
Oh, she may be weary. Them young girls, they do get weary. Same old shaggy dress, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. Oh, man, that. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess, yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. Gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft word y'all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier to bear, yeah. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it. Love is their home, happiness. It's all so easy. You gotta
emotions. A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find. Get my fair share of abuse. Singing words gonna vent our frustration. If we don't, we're gonna blow a 50 amp fuse. Sing it to me. Just my fun. Time we just
Power, one of the great soul funk bands from Oakland, California, one of those guys that sort of crossed funk over to a white audience, and one of my favorite bands of all time, one of those bands that makes you drive too fast. And before that we had You Can't Always Get What You Want. I've always loved the Stones. When you had the big smackdown between the Stones and the Beatles, I always deferred to the Stones because they were a blues-based band. And the Stones and Zeppelin and Clapton and the Yardbirds and all those guys sort of reintroduced American audiences to blues. And I think the Stones, with their blues-based hits, really played that well. And I always had a great affinity for the song You Can't Always Get What You Want, because it's like the malaise of young adults who aren't sure they're happy with what they have, but if you gave them other options, what would they be? And it's just kind of a mournful song, but still had their great blues bass. And now we're going to hear some reasons why I am so enamored with the blues, which is their root of rock and roll. And you're going to hear some Etta James, and you're going to hear some Howlin' Wolf, and we'll talk more about that later. Down to that Union Hall. We're gonna romp and tromp till midnight.
me snuck juice everywhere. We don't pitch it way.
Wells, I call it messing with the kid. Junior Wells and Buddy Guy, one of the great duos of blues, that Chicago blues sound that sort of introduced blues to a wider audience because it had horns and electrified guitars and everything. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Fritz Coleman here on 88.5. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
For the price of one coffee a week to wake you up, you could subscribe to the SoCal Sound and awaken everyone to exciting public radio. Subscribe today at thesocalsound.org.
Please consider the SoCal Sound for your year-end donations. When you do, you can choose to give the gift of membership. Your recipient will receive any swag item you select, like the SoCal Sound Give Peace a Chance tote bag for a minimum donation of $30. Made by Kennington Limited, the Peace Tote is 100% cotton twill with a retro pattern of peace signs and peace doves. Check it out online at thesocalsound.org. And thank you.
Support for the SoCal Sound is made possible by Subaru of Glendale. And right now through January 2nd, you can help support the 2023 Subaru Share the Love event. At the end of this, their 16th year, Subaru and its Subaru retailers will have donated over $285 million to charity. Right now, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to the charity of your choice, the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. And the local retailers are also helping local charities. Subaru of Glendale is located on Bram Boulevard just off the 5 and 134 freeways. Information available at SubaruofGlendale.com. That's SubaruofGlendale.com.
Hey, this is Nick Harcourt. You know, marketing your business or organization can be very tough in today's ad-saturated world. We're bombarded from all directions with advertising. Becoming a SoCal Sound sponsor or underwriter is a different proposition. Let us help your business message really stand out with a little class. Give us a call for more information. 818-677-7163. That's 818-677-7163.
Hi, this is Lisa Finney, host of the Dylan Hours. Please join me to celebrate the music of the great Bob Dylan every Sunday from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific here on 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Here's the one kind favor I ask you, allow me just one more chance.
mama, you need, yeah.
Led Zeppelin, Whole Lotta Love. I'm Fritz Coleman here on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. So happy to play some of my favorite songs for you. Not just favorite songs, but songs that were sort of instrumental in my musical appreciation, musical development. Whole Lotta Love. Again, Zeppelin, as we said earlier, one of those bands that reintroduced American teenagers and young adults to the root of all rock and roll, which is American blues music. And you hear it in all of their licks. They just put some steroids in it and made it danceable. And now we have to introduce the Godfather. I've always, as I mentioned to you, I'm from Philadelphia. And when you are from Philly, soul and R&B are part of your DNA. And I've always been a huge fan of very soulful music, and of course, the godfather of funk, James Brown, because he had this sort of almost indescribable ability to make white people both joyful and afraid at the same time. And I loved him so much that when I was a senior in high school, my best friend and I cut school one day and hitchhiked to the Uptown Theater in North Philadelphia, North Broad Street, which at one time was considered part of the Chitlin Circuit because it was a place primarily for black entertainers. It's like a 1,500-seat theater, and we were the only white guys in the theater at this time. But we were totally accepted. I think they just gave us props for having the guts to do it, and we saw James Brown in concert, one of the great days. Here's Cold Sweat.
I'm
can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye. Let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand beneath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Oh, I know.
Oh, I know.
That the music's
yes,
fine like sparkling
oh,
wine. Go and have your
yes,
fun.
Oh, I know.
Laugh and sing.
Yes, I know.
But while we're
oh,
apart, don't give your
yes,
heart to anyone.
Oh,
but
yes,
don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance,
you can dance.
Go and carry
you
on
dance.
Till the night is gone
dance.
And it's time to
you
go.
You can dance.
If he asks,
you can dance.
If you're all
you
alone, can he take you,
you
home?
Dance.
You must tell him
you
no.
Dance.
Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know. One thing I know is true, yeah. You'll be dead before your time is due. Know it.
Yeah!
Animals, we got to get out of this place. I heard that song when I was a junior in high school, and it sort of expressed my feelings. You know, teenage boys, because of a combination of disinterest and hormones, can't wait to get out of the town they grew up in. And I grew up in Philadelphia. I always wanted to live in Greenwich Village, but I had no reason to go there. But I used to go up there on the train by myself sometimes. But I always loved that song because it sort of expressed my feeling of wanting to get the heck out of town when I was old enough to do that. We also heard Say the Last Dance for Me. That song gives me goosebumps every time I hear it. It was written by an R&B songwriter by the name of Doc Pomus, who had polio. He was in a wheelchair. And at his wedding, he encouraged his wife to dance with everybody she could dance with just to have the joy of her own wedding. But remember, in the very end, you have to save the last dance for me. And that always moved me. And before that, the godfather of soul, James Brown, Cold Sweat, one of his biggest hits. And now, I worked in the radio business in screaming top 40 white noise for 15 years. And I was always asked what I thought the greatest rock and roll song of all time was. And I would think about it. I think if you took a poll, it would be Stairway to Heaven, you know. But mine was always Sympathy for the Devil. Again, it's more of a blues-based song. And I thought the Stones, because of when that came out, it just sort of expressed the malaise in the United States. It was the Vietnam War. There was this big chasm, very similar to what we have right now between the left and the right and the adults and the kids. And I just thought that song just so beautifully described the dark clouds over our society at the time. So this is what I think is not only the Stones' greatest song, but maybe one of the greatest songs in rock and roll history, Sympathy for the Devil.
You Incredible.